Greetings, my brothers and sisters, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to start this morning back in the scripture that we've been looking at this week. It's in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 9. And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou?" The message this week, "Where art thou?" is an opportunity to consider our walk before the Lord. Relationships, not only our relationship with the Lord, but our relationship with our brothers and sisters, the body of Christ, and also our relationships with the world, family, friends, even enemies. We are looking at being led by inspiration versus being led by the inspired Word of God. Both are very important. Yesterday, we spoke upon our relationship with the Lord. When we are born again by a spirit, we are made part of a family, the household of faith. Within this relationship, there are many benefits and blessings, but also many responsibilities. First of all, we are made sons and daughters of a living God. Secondly, we become disciples, students. The Lord places within us His Spirit to lead us into all truth, to teach us how to walk in righteousness and holiness, to be in relationship with one another and in relationship with the Lord. Yesterday, we read this scripture. As we have therefore opportunity, it's Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. Our focus yesterday was on the household of faith, the scriptures that speak about one another, relationships with brothers and sisters in Christ, the body of Christ. Today, we want to look upon the fact that He would also ask us to do good unto all men. Galatians 6:10, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. To be led by His Spirit will not only include moving under the inspiration of God, but will also include moving under instruction of God. His written word quickened into our hearts to not only be kind to one another, but to be kind unto people of this world, the people that are walking in darkness. To understand at times, the greatest kindness will come in a rebuke, a word of warning, a call to repentance, but in all things, a spirit of love and humility. The third point is to be a Christian. When you read Acts chapter 11 and verse 26, it says this, "And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch." Christian was not a title they placed upon themselves. It was a term that the world placed upon them as they watched their manner of life. What the world recognized that these people were not just disciples of Jesus Christ, that they had taken on the very nature and the character of this man called Christ Jesus. A key within this verse, it says they taught much people. As they were being taught, they were being transformed into the image of Christ. And the teachings of Paul and the apostles were instruction on how to live a godly life in the midst of a dark and evil world. It is a laying down of our own lives in obedience unto the Lord. Christians speak of the visible fruit of our lives, lives that not only our brothers and sisters can see something within us, but that the world itself can see fruit of our life. The scriptures declares this, "By this shall men know that you are my disciples." It is their interactions with one another and their separated walk from the darkness of this world. In John chapter 20 and verse 21, it says this, "Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you." It shows us the order of the inspiration that God would use in this day and hour that we live in. The Lord God would inspire Jesus. He would send him unto a lost and dying world. Now, Jesus said, even as he has been sent, he will send us. So now we will stand in that place, that position of authority that God had invested in Jesus, and now Jesus has invested in us. And its purpose is that we too can go to others. One time Jesus, his prayer for the church was this: Lord, Father, don't take them out of the world, but keep them in this world. We are not only equipped to touch the hearts of our brothers and sisters in Christ, but to touch the hearts of those walking in darkness. We are able to have compassion because we too walked in darkness under the power of our adversary. We can understand people because at one time we too were in that situation. We are called to be many things in response to the people of this world. We are called to be witnesses. Each and every one of us has a testimony of the Lord. Excuse me. Each and every one of us has a testimony of the Lord delivering us not only from the penalty of sin, but the power of sin. This would be more than words. It should be the expression of our life manifested to the ones looking upon our walk. It's more than just what we can testify to people, but when they see the expression of the life that has been transformed and set free from the bondage of sin and the power of sin, then they too can recognize that the testimony is true, our witness. The second point, we've been called to be ambassadors. Our life is an expression of a different kind of kingdom, the kingdom of God within us. There should be no murmuring and complaining, but our speech and our lives should be an expression of hope, love, and joy. We should be an attraction. I saw something on the news the other day, a man from the United States, he traveled to another country, and while in that other country, he would spend all his time degrading the president and degrading the country and complaining about what life is like here. The reality of it is, if all we do is complain how difficult it is to be a Christian and how much hardship we have, we'll never be an attraction to other people. To be an ambassador is to tell them of a kingdom, that kingdom that is full of hope and love and joy. And this is the thing that we can share with people as we walk along life's journey. The next point, we are called to be stewards. We have been entrusted with a treasure. When we read the parable of the talents, we understand that the Lord would expect that as good stewards, this treasure should produce not only fruit, but much fruit. That we would live a life, that we would take this tremendous blessing that we've been given of the Word of God and manifest it to people through our lives and our dedication, and that in so doing, we will be a blessing to many others. I heard a brother say this once, and I really liked it. We have not been invested with this great revelation just to sit around in church buildings arguing and disputing over what this scripture and that scripture is meant to be. What we have been given is a truth that is precious, that is a treasure, and that he has given us the ability to go out into the world as stewards and ambassadors, witnesses, to evangelize, to call unto people that are in darkness, that there is a way of hope. We have the answer. That's the important thing to understand. We have the answer to the questions of many people's hearts. Where do they find peace? Where can they find true joy? The next point is, we have been called to be light. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8, it says this: For you were sometimes darkness, but now are you the light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. In the scriptures, we find instructions. Jesus was the light of the world, and he walked, and he was the manifestation, the express image of God the Father. Now into the church, he has sent his Spirit, that we too can be the light of this world, that we can be the image, and we can walk in the likeness of Jesus Christ and show the world what he was truly like. This light will shine into darkness to give hope into a lost and dying world. We must also bring in this scripture It's in John chapter 3 and verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. The scripture declares this: we will be persecuted, we will be hated, we will be forsaken, we will be cast aside by the people of this world. Many times forsaken even by our loved ones. But we will look at this scripture also that we must bring in with this. In 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 14, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other man's matters. It's interesting that he includes a busybody with murderer, thieves, and evildoers. Yet, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. What's the scripture telling us is this: if relationships are to be broken, let it be because their spirit is in opposition to the spirit of Christ, and the spirit of Christ is what's within us. Let us always seek peace and reconciliation between man and their creator. But let us understand this. When we talk about relationships, the scripture declares this: if any man has forsaken houses and lands and family and friends and acquaintances and things like this, it's not talking about us breaking relationships with people as much as it's talking about us being true to the calling upon our life. And if we are true upon this calling, although we may seek peace, although we may seek kindness and gentleness unto the people of this world, there is a spirit within them that is in opposition. What is the Lord asking us to do? He's asking us to do this, to walk a separated life when needed, but to continue to love, to care for the people of this world, to understand that these are people that have been taken captive by the adversary, that our enemy is not people. It is the spirit of the adversary, and that is spirit of the adversary has taken hold of their mind. So I think we will finish up today. There's a little bit more I want to share, but we will hold it for tomorrow. But we will just close with this thought once more. Galatians 6:10, as we have therefore opportunity, when the Lord would open up a door, when we see the opportunity, let us do good unto all men. Amen. May the Lord bless you today and keep you. Just a little thought, but we will try to bring it to conclusion tomorrow. Appreciate you all. Appreciate the words of encouragement, the blessing that you have been into my life. I thank God that he has made us partakers together of his spirit and part of his great family. May God bless you richly. Love you all in Jesus Christ's name.